Opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline.
Steve McKinney's on hold. Let's get Steve McKinney in.
Is that the real Steve
McKinney? That's Steve McKinney, and not Steve McKinney on a mobile.
Is he bringing us nuggets?
Well, he should.
Well, we don't know at this point. It'd be more of a breakfast.
Morning, guys.
That is the real Steve McKinney.
That's a great American.
I just wanted to say, hey, it's nice to hear you guys on the air again, man.
Yeah, appreciate it, man. Guys, come in studio and bring us food.
We're easy like that.
Yeah.
Anybody can get in the studio.
If you bring food.
Anybody.
Yeah. Come he on brought in. Value
now,
packs.
Steve is
Texans packs.
Steve's family.
Yeah. No.
You know, I don't want to make Steve feel bad, but literally anybody can get in the studio if they bring.
Well, yeah, but Steve's family.
He's family. Yeah. Listen, Nick Wright, if you're in town and you got some breakfast tacos, come on in, buddy. I mean, leave the tacos and leave.
Yeah,
maybe put a sack on the table and get out.
The Bench, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m. on ESPN 97.5.
62% of medications purchased online are fake, and many contain toxic ingredients like antifreeze, floor wax, and house paint.
You're kidding, right?
They're toxic. It's something that humans should not be eating or drinking.
I want to take medication to stay healthy, not make me a lot sicker.
The good news is you can be sure your online pharmacy is safe if you see .pharmacy in its web address.
So if I see .pharmacy,
it's legit.
Learn more at safe.pharmacy, a public service from NABP.
All right, this day's off to an interesting start. There's a lot to get to. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for Tuesday.
On!
Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model.
Hello, Fred.
John Lee, the bleeping master. You want to get in today? 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Tuesday, which usually sucks, but not today. We're going to have fun, even though I have gotten...
You're sure of it.
I have gotten the day off to a horrible start.
What do you mean, a horrible start?
I went in my office, take care of a couple things, and had my computer set up, had a full cup of coffee.
I already know where this is going.
And, yeah, spilled it all over the office, all over myself, all over my computer, which seems to be fine.
You do that all the time, honestly.
Well, this is like the third time, and this is what happens when you get old.
Yeah, that's horrible.
When you're old and you're sober, this happens. And, yeah, so fortunately, I think the computer's fine. The office is now clean, but I smell like coffee.
Okay.
Got all over my pants.
Yeah, there's worse things.
Was it funny? Like when you walked by, all I heard was like computer, desk, and stuff. And my first instinct was, "Do you spill coffee?"
Yes, yes.
You know, we know Fred too well, John.
and it was a full cup too. I'd just gotten it.
Oh, so it was like hot.
You need like a lid.
Well, that's what I'm gonna do from now on. I'm just gonna bring my thing from home that has a lid on it, and just use that. So that way, it only spills a little bit when I knock it over. I'm just a klutz. I was having such a good day, too. Got a lot accomplished. There's a ton of stuff on Sports Map today.
That's good.
You know, that we got put up and, got out for a long run today. Just feeling good. Ready to go. Was ready to rock the show. And then that happened. But we're fine now. We'll survive, he said, hopefully. As long as the computer's okay. I don't care about anything else but the damn computer. It's like I have a check that I was opening to see what it was. I can always get another check. That's not a big deal. I do have the insurance on the computer, though.
Oh, yeah. You should have burned it and then...
I don't want to. I like this thing.
I know, but then you could have gotten a newer version of it.
Well, this is pretty much the newest one.
Well, yeah, but it's got a few months of wear and tear on it.
It's all right. I like this thing. So, what's going on with you?
Sports and stuff, man. Sports and stuff. It's usually Tuesdays are pretty crummy for me, but I'm all right. I'm excited to be here.
See, Tuesdays are crummy for everybody. That's why we have to be at our best today.
I'm going to try my best.
We have to cheer people up.
I was reading today, because I think a lot of people don't understand, myself included, I don't understand the Clippers-Pistons trade from yesterday.
No, I don't.
I don't really understand it for either side, to be honest. Like, it doesn't make sense to me for either team. Apparently, one of the theories is that the Clippers traded away Blake Griffin to make room for LeBron James, to make L.A. a more attractive landing spot for him. But wouldn't LeBron James want to play with other good players?
Theoretically. That's the first thing. When I saw that story, I'm like, really? That's your strategy? Let's get rid of everybody who can play, and right. then LeBron will want to come here? Because the one thing we've learned about LeBron is he wants to play with good players.
Yes.
He wants to surround himself with guys.
So now you're talking about a team who DeAndre Jordan, who the Clippers already have on the trade block, apparently.
Right.
Besides him, I mean, you're talking about Lou Williams and Tobias Harris. Like, who's lining up to play with those guys? Austin Rivers and Avery Bradley? That's going to bring LeBron in? I don't think so.
I'm going to go with I don't think so.
But Lou, according to a bunch of people, Lou Williams is also on the trading block along with DeAndre Jordan. So
they're basically just going to, like, it's going to be like LeBron when he was in Cleveland the first time.
Pretty much. Yeah. And I'm guessing they're going to probably try to rely on him to recruit people to LA if he were to choose to sign over there with the Clippers. And I think Portland is, I think, in talks with the Clippers for DeAndre Jordan, but I haven't seen any other names attached to the Blazers, and the Rockets is another popular option.
Yeah, the Rockets don't really have anything to trade away.
I guess unless you want to give up Clint Capella for DeAndre Jordan.
But then the salaries don't match up. And
yeah. I mean,
I don't know how much you're upgrading with that, to be honest.
I don't know that you are. I mean, defensively, you're upgrading quite a bit. But the way this team, like, I don't think the Rockets need to go making big moves. Like, obviously, it'd be nice to do something because finishing second isn't fun. And that's what it, I mean, as it stands now, that's my expectation is they'll finish second. But does DeAndre Jordan make you better than the Warriors? I say no.
No, I don't think.
And then you're messing up your chemistry with what you got.
Yeah, I think Joel wrote a pretty good column Monday where he went over all the possible. His whole thing was they need another backup big, basically. And he went over a bunch of names that might be available that you could either trade for or sign after the, because after the trade deadline, there'll be a lot of guys cut.
Right.
And I think that's probably the best thing for them right now. I don't know that, I think anything that they're going to get that's going to put them over the hump with the Warriors is going to have to happen in the offseason. And I don't know how they match up in a 7-game series if everybody's healthy. You know, I think they've got a puncher's chance. But I don't think DeAndre Jordan puts you over the top. I think you've got the group you need. You just need to tweak it a little bit. You need a little more depth. And, yeah, plus, what assets do you have to trade to
right,
get
everybody's
something
Everybody's like, well, let's just trade Chris Anderson. You got to also remember there's a team on the other end of that phone who's got to want the player that you're offering. Like, Chris Anderson is an albatross garbage contract.
Who's Chris Anderson?
Ryan Anderson.
Oh, sorry. I was confused. I'm like, did they pick up somebody?
No, not Birdman. No. But it's like there has to be a balance there, like where you got to give something to get something. And the Rockets are kind of married to what they've got. They don't want to give away any of their rotation guys because they're pretty damn good. The other thing for the Rockets, Trevor Ariza is an unrestricted free agent. Mba Mute is an unrestricted free agent. Chris Paul's an unrestricted free agent. Clint Capella's a restricted free agent. I mean, you're going to have to pay these guys, so you don't want to bring on another big contract that's going to hinder you paying your own guys. I mean, the Rockets are about $3 million away from the luxury tax threshold. You know they don't want to hit that. And the other thing that I've said about the Rockets making a trade, how many guys do the Rockets – Mike D'Antoni keeps such a tight rotation. Like, how many guys do they play? Remember Gerald Green 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, was, like, on fire, and now he's a DNP coach's decision basically every game because they don't have room in their rotation for him because D'Antoni keeps that rotation tight. It just – I don't see what adding another body is going to do.
Like I said, I think big man depth would help, especially in the playoffs, because they do tend to struggle against teams with really good bigs. We saw it with the Pelicans, although you can dust in the wind for Boogie Cousins.
Oh, man, that's a bummer. And the Pelicans, they're one of those teams. I mean, they've got talent coming out of their ears and for some reason just can't put it together.
Yeah.
I don't know what the deal is with them, but they – Those guys should be better than they are. And granted, they're finally starting to at least show some life. But you've got the best front court in the NBA, to me, by a mile. And you're doing nothing with it. It's very odd.
He says teams would be able to slow the Rockets down if Jordan was on the team with Hackett Jordan. Yeah, and
Clint Capella's any better. They're about the right – this year they're shooting about the same, you know, free throw percentage.
Yeah. I don't know. I think if I'm the Rockets, I go for some depth, you know, tweak the front court a little bit, but something that doesn't cost you a lot. You know, you're not looking for a star player. You're just looking for another guy who's better than Tariq Black is.
Yeah,
that's what you're looking for. If you can get that at a low price, go right ahead. And you know, as far as making the big move, obviously you're going to try to bring Chris Paul back next year. I think that's an off-season thing where you try to get that third guy that you've been trying to get forever. And if you can find the right one, and you've got to re-sign Capella, and at some point maybe you can find somebody who will take Anderson's contract because it won't have as much time left on it.
And the Rockets still believe that they're players for LeBron James.
And, well, I think everybody does until he's not there. I don't think he's going back to Cleveland.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what I would make the favorite. Unless
Dan Gilbert sells the team, in which case.
Right.
You know, if he gets the right owner there, maybe he would stay. But I kind of get the impression he's going to move on. And, hey, he and Chris Paul are friends. He and Carmelo are friends. I think anybody's in
well,
play.
And remember,
I don't know about
Chris Paul and Carmelo are both unrestricted free agents. So the three of those guys, if they wanted to, they could go somewhere totally off the radar and get together.
Yeah, we've seen that act before.
I don't know how great that would be, but they could do it.
But it would probably have to be at a team that they're currently at, because – then if, let's just say the Rockets were the team that they were going to come to, you would have to go to that team because of the way that they can do with the bird rights. You can extend Chris Paul without actually having to, you know, go over the cap to sign the other player. So it would have to be Houston, OKC, or I guess Cleveland. Unless they want to take a massive pay cut.
Right.
And by all indications, Chris Paul likes playing with James Harden. That's one of the reasons he's here. So maybe I don't think it's as far-fetched as it was the last time people were talking about it. I mean, I don't know what's in his head. I never do. I'm not going to pretend to guess. But if you're going to make a move for a guy like that, you sure can't take on a $13 million contract from somebody right now. Unless it's a total rental and he's going to be gone this summer. All right, we'll take a quick break. I'm going to try this coffee thing again, see if I can avoid spilling. We'll be right back. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Hey, guys, it's big game week, and it's time to make it interesting. And you've been thinking about it, and maybe you want to play some of these props that we're going to talk about over the next few days. You know where to go, mybookie.ag, the destination to put your bets on the game and on all the props. You can even bet on the coin toss, the length of the national anthem, how many quarterback sacks a team's going to have. That's why MyBookie.ag is there for you. And if you join now, MyBookie will match your first deposit with a 50% bonus. Just use promo code FRED to activate the offer. And the game is always more interesting when you got money on it. Just go to MyBookie.ag and look at all the different bets you can make on the big game. You could clean up. They even feature in-game betting, so you can sit there all day during the game and play whatever you want. And if you don't really have a rooting interest, this is the best thing to do. Get some money in on it. Do it. Join now, and MyBookie is going to match your deposit with a 50% bonus. Use promo code FRED to activate the offer. Decades of expertise, no hassle payouts, and no fine print. That's MyBookie.ag. And they also have a really good race book if you want to get in on the ponies as well. Visit online at MyBookie.ag or call 844-900-BETS. Use promo code FRED, and your first deposit is matched up to 50%. That's MyBookie.ag, MyBookie.
RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. I want to thank Brandon and Josh for and Steven over there for helping me save my computer from the coffee and save my office from smelling like coffee. Apparently, this kind of thing must happen a lot because they were totally prepared for it.
Well, they were ready.
Paper towels and all kinds of stuff. Brother Bear asked, what are the odds the Clippers will attempt to trade DeAndre Jordan to the Mavs? Would Cuban be bitter? The Mavs, what good would that do them, though, at this stage? Unless they're thinking long term.
Can you imagine, like, Austin Rivers is the last one standing?
That's crazy. It's crazy.
It's what happens when daddy's the coach.
I was thinking, I want, just looking at the list of free agents this year, I just want LeBron and Kevin Durant to go to the same team. Maybe I want LeBron to go to the Warriors.
Now, let's make basketball completely uninteresting.
Exactly. Let's just cancel the whole season.
There's no reason to watch.
Can you imagine a starting five? Draymond Green, LeBron, Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, and Steph Curry?
Yeah, there'd be no reason to watch any other basketball. That would be like the NFL.
Oh, that'd be so great. That would be so great. Yeah, I don't know what... there's not a lot of interesting names as far as unrestricted free agent. I mean, DeMarcus Cousins is an interesting name, but he's
broken now.
He's broken, yeah.
It's an Achilles too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that always scares me.
Carmelo Anthony has an early termination option on his deal. Paul George has a player option. So who knows what Oklahoma City is going to look like. I'm sure what they do this year will dictate a lot of that. Besides those guys, I don't know if there's anybody out there who's like franchise-changing type player, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, there's not a lot of those guys to begin with in the league. And then just going through and looking at the unrestricted free agents, there's not a lot of those guys. I mean, obviously, LeBron and Kevin Durant are franchise-changing guys. But outside of them, the options are pretty limited. I don't know that Carmelo is a franchise.
Yeah, I don't know that he is anymore. I think he's if he's your third best guy, okay.
Yeah.
But I don't know that he's a guy that's going to make a huge difference. Is he an upgrade over Ryan Anderson? Yeah, probably.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Probably.
God, you know how many – this is the list of unrestricted free agents that the Cavaliers have. Jose Calderon, Channing Frye, Jeff Green, LeBron James, Derrick Rose, Iman Shumpert, Isaiah Thomas, Dwayne Wade. Next year, Kevin Love. Like, their whole team could just pack up and get out of town.
They're basically going to be Kevin Love next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because ain't nobody signing back there, I don't think.
Well, it just seems the way this season's gone, and from all the stuff coming out of there, I'd be surprised.
I'm telling you, I really think the Cavs would have been better off holding on to a salty Kyrie Irving.
For one more year.
Yep. Because Isaiah Thomas, first of all, he's not near the player that Kyrie Irving is. And over everybody, he was, you know, had an MVP caliber season last year. That's fine. He doesn't fit there. He holds the ball for too long. Like, he thinks he's the best player on that team. And when you're on the Celtics and there's nobody else on the team with you, okay, you can hold the ball for a while. You can kind of slow things down and make it your game. When you're like the third best guy on the team, you just need to move the ball around and get it to one of those other two guys. Isaiah Thomas is, I think he's the biggest reason the Cavs stink. I say stink, I guess. Yeah, they relatively stink.
Well, with John Wall hurt now, they may still come out of the East.
Yeah, who knows?
So Joel's column on Monday, he threw out some names that might get bought out that could be options for the Rockets. Can I bounce them off you and see what you think?
Sure.
Tyson Chandler?
Like trade options?
No, as buyout options. Teams, guys that get bought out that you sign afterwards.
I mean, that wouldn't be a bad thing.
Yeah, and that kind of gives you one of the things you're looking for, right?
Yeah.
Okay, here's another one he mentions, Greg Monroe.
I like Greg Monroe. I think the Suns would be more likely to move away from him early than Tyson Chandler because Greg Monroe is a free agent after this year. Tyson Chandler still has another year, so it would cost them more to get out of that.
Andrew Bogut. That's a name that's been...
Andrew Bogut's good too, but the thing with Monroe and Bogut is they slow your team down.
Yeah.
These are the Rockets are built to run. And
but you know what? In a half court for a guy off the bench for 10, 12 minutes.
But how often are the Rockets playing in a half court?
Well, you get to the playoffs, it's going to be more.
Yeah, that's true.
Things like, except for when you're playing the Warriors, because they're going to play the same kind of game. But, yeah, again, I think you're just looking for somebody who can give you, you know, a few minutes a game off the bench. And those guys could probably do that. And when you, when you're playing bigger teams, it's good to have those guys. I don't think any of them are difference makers, but I think they're better than Black is, which is not much of a standard.
That ain't saying much.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
Did you see?
I mean, if your backup big is your biggest problem, you're in pretty good shape.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, then realistically, the Rockets are in good shape.
Yeah. The thing is, a big deal right now, I don't think, is in your best interest.
I'm with you.
I think you should roll with what you've got. You know, if you can tweak the back end, that's fine. But don't mess with it, because if everybody's healthy, then I think they're going to at least make the conference finals. And they should, you know, they should be able to. Of course, it's if playoff Harden shows up. I mean, that's the reality is you need, or playoff Chris Paul for that matter.
Well, one thing I will say, and this made the Rockets' chances a little bit better to me of making the conference finals, is there was two big injuries in the West in the last week, and DeMarcus Cousins going out is obviously a big deal. Nobody wanted to see that team if they're a 6 or a 7 seed.
Right.
Like, that's a tough series. And then the Thunder, who have won 8 games in a row, and they've got their stars, you know, Westbrook, George, Carmelo, but Andre Roberson is the best defensive guy on that team, and he's probably done for the year. Without him, I think the Thunder are very beatable. So it's a, I think that kind of, I don't want to say it all the way knocks two teams out of the race.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the Thunder still have, you know, they still got a lot of star power.
They're still
power.
Dangerous.
The Pelicans, I do think, are out of it, because now it's Anthony Davis and a bunch of dudes, and we've seen that act for the last 5 years.
I wonder how effective the Spurs can be if the Leonard thing doesn't get itself sorted out when you get to the playoffs. I am intrigued by the Timberwolves.
I like the Timberwolves too, and they're getting better.
And that's a sneaky good team with a coach who knows how to win.
A ton of talent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, I wouldn't put any of those teams over the Rockets right now.
But I don't think I would either.
But I wouldn't put the Rockets over the Warriors either.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing, I mean, the Rockets are just as close to the Warriors as the Spurs are to the Rockets.
Yeah.
And the Spurs have still not really gotten prime Kawhi Leonard.
Well, and they may not. I mean, he may not ever be right this year. He just one injury after another.
But God forbid he gets right come playoff time.
Yeah. Well, and they beat him without him last year.
So. Right. So it's that's another scary thing. And you don't.
I don't know. I'm less scared of the Spurs than I was 2-3 years ago.
Yeah, but you say that every year. You were less scared of the Spurs last year, and they waxed that ass.
Well, I was less scared of them being a real threat to go to the finals. I wasn't scared of them beating the Rockets. And I don't think they're a real threat to go to the finals.
Well, I as long as the Warriors breathe air, I feel like nobody's a real threat to go to the finals.
Well, I would say of the teams that, you know, and it would be an upset by far, but I think of the teams that are out there that could beat the Warriors, I think the Rockets, healthy Rockets right now are the only one that I could look at and say, yeah.
They're at the top of the list.
They could do it.
They're at the top of the list.
But I wouldn't pick them to do it. I don't, you know, I still don't think I would ever, you know, say, oh yeah, they'll beat the Warriors, but I think they're the only one that I think could.
Yeah.
Unless the Cavs somehow got their act together, but I don't see that happening.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
I don't think they're as good as they were 2 years ago when they beat them, so.
I don't think so either.
And, you know, an injury can change everything. If Kevin Durant's knee explodes, you know, that's a different team all of a sudden, and that opens things up. But I think the Rockets should just, I don't want to say
stay the course.
Stand what they got at the top of the lineup and just hope you're healthy when you get to the playoffs.
That's kind of where I'm at.
If you've got a healthy Paul, healthy Harden, a healthy Capella, and Mbamute and Tucker off the bench, then I like that team in the playoffs as long as they stay healthy. And of course, that's always going to be a question with Chris Paul. And, you know, that's the big thing. I have a fun story for you when we come. It was not fun. What is fun? I think it's funny. It's my favorite injury of the week.
Okay.
We'll talk about that when we come back. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to call in. Or you want to text the show. Or you can get us on Twitter or Facebook. However you want to get us. All right. We were just talking about that's probably more NBA than we've done all season combined. But the story I teased is kind of an NBA story, but it's more of a bizarre injury story.
Okay.
Did you see what happened to Marcus Smart?
I didn't.
He's been out of the lineup since last week. Has a hand injury.
Mm-hmm.
On Friday, he apologized on Twitter.
By the way, this is one of those things where I did really see it, but I say I didn't. Oh, okay. So you can pass it on.
Yeah. He said he swiped at a picture frame on a wall in his hotel. Apparently, he was ticked off over photos a woman posted on social media. And his response was to
punch
swipe
glass.
At a picture frame. I'm going to go with that's not a swipe. That's a punch. And, you know, when you're a basketball player, I'm not going to dog him for this too much because I've punched things, you know, inanimate objects before when I've been pissed off many years ago when I was younger and had a temper. In fact, I never punched a picture.
I've never understood that. People like punching inanimate objects, punching walls,
trees. I did it one time. I punched a tree.
I don't understand. You're not going to win that fight.
No. I probably pulled the punch just because I'm not that stupid. But it's always women. Women always drive you that crazy to make you do that stuff. Alcohol might have been involved,
yeah,
too.
But That's why when I drink, I avoid trees.
Well, I avoid people now. That's my new thing. I'm just... you know, I try to hide out now. I don't want to be around anybody. But that's a silly way to get hurt.
Yeah, that's not wise, guys. I wanted to, because as you know, I've not been posting my plays on Twitter.
Yeah.
So I wanted, and there's a lot of people who have been asking for them. And if we start getting phone calls about how much I suck, I'll stop doing this too. But
people will still tweet you and say, "Wow, what a horrible pick."
I'm on Xavier and Aggie tonight.
Okay.
Aggie -5, Xavier -4.
All right. Those are your plays. Good luck.
Thank you.
And you know what's going to happen. We'll get all these texts and tweets. I missed your plays. What were they again? You'll have to go back and listen on Podcast Arena when the first hour is posted. So, hey, we did those top 50 states thing yesterday.
Yes.
And a bunch of people were talking about it even today. So I took their list. And I compiled my own list and put a bunch of criteria on it and did a point system. And, you know, with how many cities a state has that I would live in, for instance.
Okay.
Stance on weed. That's an important one to me. The quality of their beer. Basically, I put together things that would be important to me. Like, for if I'm going to visit and I David Gow comes in and says, "Hey, we're going to send you to this place." My level of excitement would be a 10 for my top ones. And it'd be like,
okay.
Okay. So anyway, point total wise, and I'm going to tell you how these are different from the list we did yesterday. So 15th, I actually have Montana.
Okay.
There's a lot of reasons I like it up there. Weather's also a factor during the summer. And some of these like really score high in the summer and suck in the winter. We score high in the winter, suck in the summer. They were 18th on their list. 14th, I had Pennsylvania, which was 12th on their list, mainly because I do think their fans suck, but Philly's a pretty cool city. I'd actually probably live there.
It's cold there.
During the winter, but the summers aren't terrible. 13, Tennessee, which is 14th on their list. We talked about them a little bit yesterday. Here's one that might surprise you a little bit. California at 12th.
That's like I said, that's about right. It's got some flaws, but there's some good places to live there, I think. Like, I think living in San Diego would be great.
Right, living in San Diego would be great.
I think living in San Francisco would be great.
I'm not so sure about that.
I think living in L.A. would be nightmarish.
It is.
So,
done that. And any place around L.A., like Torrance.
And anything north of San Francisco is basically, it's like West Virginia. Yeah. Like
San Jose.
People don't realize there's a bunch of hillbillies in California, right. But there are.
Well,
Fresno, California is full of hillbillies.
Well, it's funny because I didn't even realize this until Lamont tweeted it out, but there was this movement for a part of the state to join with Oregon and form another state. Very, very right-wing area.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, very rural area.
Because they don't want to be attached to them liberals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, 11, I had Kentucky. We talked about them a lot yesterday because of Louisville and Lexington. That's two places I would live.
Yeah.
Paducah, no. Hendersonville, no.
Oak Grove?
No.
Come on. I told you about the stripper.
No, I'll pass.
All right.
I have Illinois at 10. They were 27th on their list, mainly because Chicago is on its own pretty damn cool.
It is very cool, but it's also very cold.
Right now it is, and I'm going to be up there in a couple weeks again.
Honestly, it's cold. Chicago's one of those places that's cold more often than it's not.
Yeah, although they had a really mild winter last year. It wasn't that bad. This year's been pretty bad.
When I went up there, I think it was April a couple years ago, and it was beautiful. But even then, my buddy who lives up there was like, you came in a good year. Usually it's still really cold here. And I was if it's still cold in April, you're talking about October through April, that's a lot of cold.
Okay, ninth on my list is their number one, Michigan, which other than Detroit, there's a lot to like about Michigan. But now here's one that they had 47th on their list. I have Arizona number 8.
Okay.
I think they just don't like desert places.
That's fair.
Because I prefer Arizona to California, to be honest with you. I think there's a lot to like about it. It's the weather is, it's hot during the summer, but it's pretty nice during the winter. That's why everybody goes there. And there's that's a place I would live. New York 7, talked about them a lot. Nevada 6. And my top 5, I have Oregon at 5. I have Minnesota at 4.
Ooh.
That's, and again, winters, very rough. The summers are just beautiful and good beer scenes. Washington 3. Our beloved state of Texas is number 2. And my number 1
is Colorado.
Colorado, yeah.
All right.
I think that's a much better list than theirs.
Your list better, too.
Jong?
You and I have a similar top 5, though, so that's
a different order, probably. You probably have Oregon.
And I don't have Minnesota on my top 5.
Yeah, you wouldn't have Minnesota. But, Jong, what do you think?
See, now, I haven't been to as many states as you guys have, so I couldn't put a good list together.
You know what you should do?
Travel the world?
No, you should just take, 3 weeks off, and you and Teresa should get a Winnebago and cameras, because you're Asian, and go to all these places. Just go across the country. It's a cool thing to do, just to see them.
I mean, I've been to Chicago. We went 2 or 3 years ago, and the winter there was really mild. It was still cold, but it was mild. It was in the 40s.
Yeah, they're having a rough one this year because last year when I was up there, it wasn't bad at all. And this year it was 6 degrees when I got there.
I've been to California once, and it was in LA, and I barely stayed. I've been to the East Coast. I've been to New York. Traffic there sucks. I've been to I just came back from Charleston not too long ago. Charleston's really nice. Food's there really good. Atlanta, I don't mind Atlanta, because a lot of the places that determine how I like the city is their food, and I like Atlanta's food.
Their food's okay. I just the things that determine what I like about a city, they have very little of. That's why I've never liked Atlanta. I'm sorry, Atlanta people, and everybody tries to sell me on Atlanta. I've been there 3 times. I've yet to have a good experience. Now, to be fair, I'd been to New York about 6 times before I ever decided, you know what, I kind of like this city.
Yeah, because we used to hate New York. Yeah, when we got sent there, you're like, ugh.
But the last trip, I don't remember if it was the Super Bowl or if it was... The
Super Bowl was our last trip there. We went to some fights there, but the Super Bowl was the last time we were there.
You sure the fights weren't after that?
I'm pretty sure.
But
I might be wrong. I don't know.
Because I think that might have been the trip where I said, you know what?
Not too bad.
It's not so bad. It's not so bad. I actually, but we're always stuck in Manhattan too, which is so crowded and there's so many people. But Adrian has Florida 5th, Nevada 4th, Texas 3rd, Cali 2nd, and Colorado 1. I like Florida more than most people. And I know why they put them last on their list, just because of all the goofy stories.
Right.
But I'd probably have Florida top 20. And I don't like Miami, and I don't like the Redneck Riviera, but I do like kind of Central Florida. So, 832 said, I had to go to Chicago for work a few years ago, and it was negative 17 degrees. Forget that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not about that, but the thing is, it's just like this week in Minnesota, how often are you going to be outside? And if you're not going to be outside that much, it's not a big deal, theoretically.
Theoretically, but I mean,
but,
it's hard to avoid outside.
Honestly, though, when I'm up north, even when it's ridiculously cold, it's not as bad as when it gets cold here to me. Like when it was when we had that the ice storm, mm-hmm. and I had to go outside and walk the dog, I was colder then than I was in Chicago, even though it was probably 15 degrees warmer. And I don't know why that is. It's just I guess I'm not used to it here. Because there I plan for it. I bring extra layers and all that stuff. Here I'm like, I'm just going to throw a jacket on. Jesus, it's cold. I don't know what it is, though. But even in the 40s here.
I think because you're prepared for it there.
Maybe.
You probably bring a coat and things like that.
Mentally, you know it's going to be cold. So you're not planning on being out in it. All right, we're going to take a quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Thauer and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back. It's time to get on the map. SportsMap.com, your one-stop shop for all things Houston sports on the internet. Covers all your favorite teams, trends, and events. Follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU if you're not. A lot of great stuff on there today. Raheel did a thing on now that Ronda Rousey's in the WWE, what athletes from other sports should jump to pro wrestling. Kind of has some fun with that. Have our weekly soccer recap.
Recap,
yeah. We have Barry Warner, who had some Q&As with Jerry Kramer, Mean Joe Green, and Roger Staubach. Spoke to all three of those guys. So,
oh, boy.
Yeah. Two Hall of Famers. And
they all went to high school together, right?
I think they were all in the arc together, frankly. Patrick Creighton writes about how Maury probably isn't going to do anything. And Jermaine Every has his column where he's talking about the Astros season's not that far away. And guess who else is back? Juggalo Trey.
Oh, yes.
He's got a NASCAR report. Says his story is, could Vegas test session mean more for Cole Custer than we assume? Is Cole Custer not the most NASCAR name ever?
That is pretty NASCAR.
Other than Dick Trickle. Cole Custer is a... Cole Custer in the lead as they go around the turn. That Cole Custer, he's going to win again. Congratulations, Cole Custer. Yeah, that's a NASCAR name. No question. I've got about 50 texts from people telling me that the humidity in wet cold is much worse than dry cold. So
my skin begs to differ.
Well, you know, I think our listeners would know more than me on that
stuff. Well, I can't do dry cold anymore just because my skin just starts getting too itchy.
Really?
Yeah, I got that, you know, allergic reaction to cold. Mm.
That's a made-up thing.
It's not a made-up thing.
That is a made-up thing. What's the medical term for it?
I got to look it up.
Well, it's made up. Mm. But okay. I mean, if you say you got it, you got it.
North Carolina's not bad. A lot of people mentioning them. One of the things, and Texas is so big, but there are probably four cities in the state that I would live in.
In Texas?
Yeah. I'd live here. I'd live Austin for sure, San Antonio, and probably Fort Worth.
Yeah, that's probably it for me, too.
Any one of those. There's about, I'd live almost anywhere in Colorado. So.
Yeah.
We grew up in Durango, right? That's where you were?
That's where I was in, yeah.
Durango's nice. Colorado Springs is nice. Denver's nice. That's my place. That's what I'm retiring to.
I thought you were retiring to Canada.
Yeah, Toronto.
Well.
You can only retire to one place.
No, right? I want to retire to Colorado. The wife wants to retire to Toronto, so there's a good chance that we'll just get a place in both.
So there's a pretty good chance you're going to Toronto.
I'll have a place in both.
Sure you will.
I'm just saying. When I do retire, I don't want to just be in one place. But yeah, we'd probably be based in Canada, but I would have a place in Colorado and maybe a place in Arizona, which that's kind of the Canadian thing to do, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know if you saw this, but like almost everybody wants to go after Barstool these days. I guess those guys have arrived. Did you see what the Bleacher Report CEO said about
him? Yeah, I saw something about that. I mean,
you got that? Yeah, let's play this.
Bleacher Report CEO Dave Pinocchio.
Actually, that's the responsible.
Oh, okay. Well,
is his name Dave Pinocchio?
No.
No, I don't think so. Well, yeah. Here it is.
We've mentioned them at least once. Barstool. They're the new kids.
Yeah.
What do you think of them?
I honestly mostly root for them. I think they're one of the few examples of kind of a brand first company that's emerged in the space. Most of us were kind of audience first, and then we built our brands on the backside.
That means what? What does being brand first mean?
Brand first means that they have their audience isn't that big, but their users are incredibly passionate about the brand. So the brand outpunches its weight relative to how many people actually People who love Barstool really, really love Barstool. I'm interested to see what they do. I think the setup, like I met with Erica pretty recently.
It's the CEO.
And the CEO. And I just think their setup's great. They have these crazy content people over here, and then they brought in a very professional business development leader who has credibility everywhere.
And is not a dude, which helps.
Yeah, I thought that was brilliant. She seems like a great person.
And to spell this out,
company.
Right? Because the idea is they're edgy is the professional way we describe this.
Wouldn't say slash like misogynistic offensive. Or whatever other words we could call them. It'll be interesting to see. I'm curious if they decide to push more chips into the advertising business, I think they need to clean the content up. If they do that, they might risk losing some of the attachment they have to their audience.
They have an audience who loves them because they're not ESPN, particularly because they're not ESPN, but also because they're not you guys or they're not ESPN.
Yeah, they're not politically correct by any. They're definitely more like, it feels to me like white males who want to join a country club, right? It's like they're never going to be as big as we are because we work very hard to be inclusive and we don't offend people. They purposely offend people, and that's what they do, but a lot of people love that. So, whatever.
White males who want to join a country club.
Now play the other thing where it says his name.
It's Bleacher Report CEO Dave Pinocchio.
This is actually
Barstool Sports
them.
Fraternity Content.
Start it over?
They're never going to be as big. Bleacher Report CEO Dave Pinocchio calls Barstool
Dave
Sports.
Pinocchio?
It's Pinocchio. They're calling him Pinocchio.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I was like, oh, that's so great.
Before I played the rest of this, I felt like the Bleacher Report guy was giving them credit.
At first he was. But then he was kind of trying.
He's condescending.
He got very condescending at the end.
Okay, I'll play the rest of this. Their response is kind of funny.
Bleacher Report CEO Dave Pinocchio calls Barstool Sports fraternity content, says they're never going to be as big as we are.
Can I just start by saying that's a wild mischaracterization? I'm 40, been handing out papers that this kid was probably, and Pinocchio was probably a twinkle in his mother's eye. We have people in every phase. People get insulted when like, oh, 18 and 25. No, you're like 40 and read it. Someone tell that to Pinocchio.
What did Pinocchio go on to say?
They're not politically correct. They're definitely more. It feels to me like white males who want to join a country club. They're never going to be as big as we are because we work very hard to be inclusive and we don't want to offend people.
This you, Pinocchio.
They purposely offend people and that's what they
lie.
Do.
That's
but a lot
lie.
Of people no. love
just
that.
Natural.
No. That's a fucking
that
lie.
That is a lie. That's the difference that other people out there try to purposely offend to be edgy and be cool. We tell jokes and we say shit, and sometimes it happens to offend people who don't have a good
sense
of humor.
This guy think we're Clay Travis?
Yeah, that's he's talking about Clay Travis. Barstool Sports is wildly different.
This guy is an egg. What is Bleach Reports? They're eggs. SB Nation eggs. You know why? Like PFT, to bring up his name again, when no one who knew who the fuck he was, relatively speaking, comes to us, he's a gigantic star because we make stars. They make eggs. Bleacher Report makes eggs. You crack them, you bake them, you scramble them. They're fucking eggs. This guy says we're white country club. Get the fuck out of here.
This is the stupidest argument I've ever heard. So Bleacher Report, which at some point we stopped using Bleacher Report altogether because
it's useless. I can't tell you the last time I saw anything from Bleacher Report that was usable on this show.
There's Bleacher Report is saying that Barstool Sports is basically 1560 the game, like from 10 years ago. Like they had 5 listeners, but those 5 listeners were super hardcore and like had tattoos of the station.
I think there's an element to that that's I think they're selling their audience short because that podcast of theirs was like the number one podcast on iTunes forever, right? I don't think Bleacher Report has a podcast that's number one. But pardon my take.
No,
I don't know.
I remember when I'd go through, the wife does a lot of podcasts, and she'd go through and ask me about it, because, wow, this is like the number one podcast. What's that? That's the Barstool guys. And, you know, so I think their audience is bigger than what, you know what the whole thing strikes me as? As like, Bleacher Report guy wanted to try to go highbrow on him. And so he asked them, he asked that guy to ask him about Bleacher Report, because he sets it up with all this nice stuff. And then in the end, it's like, oh, well, we're better because they're frat humor.
Yeah.
And they've got a small audience, but it's a vocal audience. I think they have a pretty big audience. And it's so weird to see these. And I hate to tell you this, Bleacher Report, you're not that established.
Yeah.
I'm team Barstool on this one.
I'm team neither of them. I don't care about either of them.
Yeah, somebody said, and this just
I don't listen to podcasts.
I don't either. But I
got no use for either of those sites.
I'll use Barstool for show prep occasionally. I'll pull a story off there. I don't like it as much as I used to, because now it's more of them talking about themselves, and I don't really care about that. But I still find them entertaining. And I think what they've done is pretty amazing, to build that thing up from basically a bunch of fanboys into a business that ESPN wanted to have with them. I mean, they've got their own satellite radio station now. It's not just a show. I admire what they've done. I won't be listening to Bleacher Report Radio, though, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
All right, quick break. Be right back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.